getting better.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. We're talking to Robert Vandenbroek, and you understand that English is his second language, but I think he's doing great, because I can't speak your language or any language other than English, which I struggle through. So I think you're doing very well, and we're trying to understand the abilities you have. So the reason I asked about predicting the future is, of course, I can't come to you, Robert, and say, all right, give me the lottery number. So when they have Powerball here in the United States and it's $600 million, you can't give me that number. That's not going to happen.
No, that's not working. So in that way, that's you know, they're working only from above for very, you know, for wisdom, for give people wisdom, for give people growth processes, give people spiritual insights. What really is important of about the health, you know, but not of about dead people, of about learning spiritual things.
Okay, so they can't go in there and say, look, I'm broke. Can you tell me how to win this lotto? Can you tell me?
No.
You can't help them with the stock market
That's not, not the world where I contact with have, you know, with the light, I've contacted the light. They don't do that, you know. There is everybody the same, and everybody has the same rights, and they do only what is really good for you and not.
Okay, do you think then, and I get the impression of this, that when you harness these abilities you say you have, that you're talking to some outside power who's feeding you this information? Is that the sense?
Yes.
So somebody else is telling you, hey, Robert, here's what's going on. Do you put a name on that person, or is it a general feeling?
What you mean exactly?
Okay, what I mean is there a specific person?
What he's going for, Robert, is your understanding of what this energy is, where it comes from, what you would call it, this cosmic consciousness that is what you've told me. That's what he's after.
Okay.
So there is some central repository of information that you're tapping. And I guess the big question I'd ask before we go into a lot of other subjects here is, you are able to have this sensitivity, and other people claim to have the sensitivity. But is this something that can be taught to anybody, or do you have to be born with it?
I think that you must be born with it, that it is a born right. And people can learn to train them intuition. Absolutely. Everybody can learn to listen to the intuition, to the quiet voice in the intuition. When it's most all the time, the first thing that's coming up in your mind is the truth. When you see somebody, is it true? When you took the telephone and you will call somebody and you put a number in and the phone is ringing, and then you can feel most all the time in the deep of that person is home or not home. You get some sad, low feeling.
So it's a sense of go listen to your gut.
Yes.
And try to look into yourself, and you'll get an idea of what's going on. That's the sense.
Absolutely. Okay. And everybody can learn that. Everybody.
So you therefore don't feel you're necessarily unique. All right, let me ask you about a few other things that we want to get to here. And this is getting to some of the stuff that our listeners are asking about, listeners to our show. And that is, here in her appearance on our show last week, Nancy was talking about some very unusual photographs that you took. And we're trying to understand them. We're trying to get a sense of them. And there's one where people are asking about called Mud Man. Now, what's Mud Man about?
Robert, let me take this one, okay?
Yes, okay.
We've been through this many times, Gene, and we don't want to spend a lot of time on this.
I understand, Nancy, but we have numerous questions about Mud Man, and a lot of people don't understand it.
All right, so let them listen now.
Okay.
If you go to the BLT Research website, and you click on Vandenbroek case, at the bottom of that page, there are many, many reports. One of them in particular is called the Apparition Photos Report. In this, we go into, at some length, these thousands and thousands and thousands of photographs that Robert has been taking since he was a child.
Okay, let's look at the specific ones, Nancy. If we're going to be short about this, let's look at the specific ones. Nancy, so one of the specific photos here is Mudman, or sets of photos. How was it taken? What is it supposed to be of?
So let me tell you, I will.
Sure.
In part two of the apparition photos report, there are a whole series of photographs which Robert took back in 2004. Many of these photos, not just the Mudman, but many, many other photos that Robert has taken, we have subsequently found, or other people have subsequently found, images which existed previously somewhere else.
Like in a book or something, which I think is one of the points that being made. But how's the photograph being taken? I'm not understanding this. You take a photo.
Wait a minute, I'll tell you. Robert, in this particular case, was up in the middle of the night, as he usually is, alone, and he simply felt a presence. This happens all the time. He started to take photographs, and these images began to appear. There are a whole bunch of them. I have included as many as I have on in part two of this apparition photos report. They were subsequently, it was discovered, that a very similar looking image existed in a Reader's Digest.
Let me be specific, because you're not getting to the point that I'm trying to raise. I want to understand it here.
I think you're trying
did
to
he see, let me explain, did he see this image, or they just shoot a picture and suddenly it shows up?
I'm going to get there.
Okay.
Let's cover thoroughly some things rather than everything frivolously. The point
we're not being frivolous, Nancy, here. This is a question that people have, and we're trying to understand it, okay?
I can answer it. The images, in this case, Robert did not see with his eyes. He simply photographed them. He had never seen anything like this in his life. He did not have a copy of this magazine. He had never seen it. And the most important point, because most of the people who are confused about this, what they don't realize is that Robert did not have a computer in 2004. The fact that people can replicate or come close to replicating some of Robert's images, the fact that they discover that some of these images exist elsewhere, they're assuming that this means Robert is going on the Internet, finding these pictures, and somehow or other putting them on his digital camera.
Okay, let me ask you a question here, though. Let's just put this together in a focus. Okay, so he takes a picture, and he sees something in the digital image that wasn't there when he was looking. People who are skeptical of it go say, well, you know, this isn't Reader's Digest. Maybe all he did was scan the pictures and pop them in. Okay, he didn't have a computer until July of 2006, but this picture was taken in July of 2004, one of the pictures that you show here.
And not just that one.
Okay, so the point being here is that regardless of where you may see the pictures, his pictures, the problem with his pictures is that they were taken before he had a computer. Does he have friends who have computers?
No.
Do his parents have computers?
No.
Okay. And you know this personally?
Yes.
Okay. So you know, because here's the problem I think that people have when they look at the pictures themselves. They look like
Gene.
Yeah?
If you let me finish, I've got something very interesting to tell you. Will you let me finish?
Okay. We're going to break in a moment, but go ahead and start, and then we'll pick up on the next segment.
The fact that many of the images which appear on Robert's camera are subsequently found to exist somewhere is of great curiosity to all of us. The work that we've done so far on images which we did find elsewhere seems to indicate that the photos that come on Robert's camera are not exact replicas. They are alterations of images which do exist somewhere else.
Now, let me just give you a little bit of information that's going to help you, and we'll progress in the next part of the segment when you explain this. And that is, let's talk about how it might be done and why people think that it was done that way, despite your telling us that, of course, this happened 2 years before I got a computer. But first, we have Robert Vandenbroek. We have Nancy Talbot with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Nancy Talbot, Robert Vandenbroek, and the issue under discussion here, of course, is Robert's abilities as a psychic, but also to take pictures. The big argument has been, of course, here that the infamous Mudman photos were taken in 2004, but that he did not have access to a personal computer until 2006. One of the issues, of course, is that the pictures you see are not exact replicas of what might be in Reader's Digest. But let me explain, first of all, why skeptics will make this assumption that that's where it came from. Because you have to realize Photoshop is an application that's like clay. It's a complete image editing application, works on the pixel level, little tiny bits of data. And you can do anything you want with it. You can change colors, you can change shapes, you can blur, you can sharpen, you can create pictures from scratch. You can draw in Photoshop, creating movie special effects, or you can copy and paste from a magazine and pop it into another picture. And it looks like it's there. And it's very easy to do. Anybody can learn how to do that really easily. You can also manipulate the image so it's not an exact replica. You can make the arm shorter, smaller, blurrier, sharper. You understand the point I'm making, which is why they say this, okay?
All of this is covered in the Apparition Photos report.
Okay, now we need to understand here why you feel this cannot possibly have been done. Now, you're saying, of course, that Robert didn't have the computer, didn't have access to it, that nobody else that he knows could possibly have done this for him?
Correct.
Okay.
Gene, we have to make sure that our audience knows that many of these pictures were taken on somebody else's camera with them standing right there.
That's why I want Nancy to now explain. Okay, we now have the argument. We framed the argument and the skepticism that people have been asking about. I'd like you, Nancy, to explain why that's not so. And just like Chris brought up a point here, that people are standing there, he takes a picture, they don't see anything, and they look at the memory stick, and they bring up the picture, and there's the object or the person.
And what do you want me to do now? Say why I know this isn't so?
We want you to explain why the argument that I just gave you, which is essentially the argument that some skeptics are making, why that argument you feel is not true.
It's not feel. I know it's not true.
Okay.
Again, all of this is in great detail in the Apparition Photos report. If people are not willing to read it, then I have to assume their interest is not so intense. In part 3 of the Apparition Photos report is my first experience of Robert doing this directly. I had heard...
We haven't finished the other subject. Let's finish that one, then get to the next one.
Gene, if you don't let me go, I cannot explain this.
Okay, but we're trying to explain this specific item here, this specific set of photos.
You asked me to
and
tell
why
you
it's not it's
no,
not possible
it's not
to
so.
Have done that by artificial
so,
means.
Do that. In part 3, I describe how one evening I was with Robert in his practice room, and we were photographing something else. He had just learned he could make compass needles go and make metal things stick to his body and stuff like that. And I was photographing him doing that one night in his office. All of a sudden, we both heard a very, very quiet tap, tap, tap on the door. It was so gentle that I would not have known to pay attention to it. But Robert looked up immediately from his side of the desk, and he said to me, "Did you hear that?" And I said, "Yes." And I knew immediately that something was getting ready to happen. Robert walked from around his side of the desk, asked me if he could use my camera. Now, my camera is kept entirely in my possession when I am in Holland. I handed Robert the camera. I stood next to him, my head literally abutting his. He held the camera out in front of his face so I could see the LED screen. I could also see the door about 4 feet in front of us. Nothing but air between me and the door. Robert took one photograph and boom, this man's face appears on the LED screen, clear as a bell, and yet with my eyes, I see nothing between me and the door.
Okay, so let me explain to our listeners what you saw in the sense of what happens with a digital camera. You take a picture and then you will see the actual picture you just took in the LED screen.
I did in that case.
Okay, so you're set to look at what's on the memory stick or memory card, the picture you just took, which is a normal way you want to look at the picture and make sure what you took is exactly what you intended. So
no,
the room is, nothing is in the room. It's just a straight room, but you take the picture, and then the image that was sensed by the camera comes up on the LED, and you see the figure.
We didn't go back and look. Robert took the one photo. We both saw the image. We both jumped because it startled us. And he then, over the next 10, 15 minutes, took many, many photographs in which this man's face appeared in many different forms. In fact, I'm not even sure it's the same guy in every single shot, but he took quite a few of those. All of those photographs are posted with all the commentary on that part three, this is, of the apparition photos report.
Okay, that so this is the point that has to be emphasized here. Okay, you saw it happen yourself. Nancy.
I've seen it happen many times.
Nancy, I'm trying to ask you a question, then you can go into that. Okay, so let's just summarize this, because I think it's good that we make every point clear to people, okay? Summarize this. This is a blank memory stick or memory card that you put into the camera. You sit there, you take pictures, and every time you see the playback on your LED screen of what you just took, you suddenly see figures in there that were not there when you're physically looking at that room.
Well, there were figures I couldn't see with my eyes.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You didn't see them. You're looking at the room. You take a picture. It looks like a normal room with nobody in front of you. But as soon as the picture comes up and is presented in playback on the camera, you're seeing these figures. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the same point with the Mudman photo then? The same thing happened that he takes a picture or someone takes a picture and suddenly these figures appear. Nobody's tampering with your memory stick.
I don't see how they could since it's in my possession the entire time.
Okay, that's what we're trying to clarify.
Typically, how is this even possible? Now, some of our listeners may remember a fairly well-known case from the 70s of a guy named Ted Serios who was able to project images onto Polaroid film. Do you think, Nancy and Robert, that this is what's happening, or is there some separate kind of a third-party element going on here? I'm trying to wrap my head around this.
What do you sense yourself, because you're the one doing it?
I was hearing that it was a bit global in the talk from who took the picture. This sort of things, this the image that's coming on the pictures is only happening by me. That's also the reason that I get a lot of critic. I must hold the camera in my hands, and then the image coming on, it's coming through my energy.
Okay, so you must be holding this camera when this happens, when these images show up.
Yes, it's coming through my energy, and sometimes that's working through me. There are now many, many, many cases that people have give me a camera standing by me and the image coming on the pictures. You can also see on my website, there is a new film there that you see that there is a guy doing an experiment with me for the camera. He give me his camera.
With Gene and Chris, we're talking to Nancy Talbot and Robert Vandenbroek. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have Nancy Talbot and Robert Vandenbroek talking about some very unusual phenomena, and I want to summarize this so people understand what we're talking about here. That we understand that almost any image you can see on a photo or a movie can be duplicated by someone in Photoshop or another program. Okay, you can always reproduce this. There's no such thing as the perfect UFO or psychic photo. Somebody who's talented enough can create the fake version. Okay? So we understand that. At the same point, we have Nancy telling you and Robert telling you that we have a camera. She takes her own personal camera, hands it to Robert, stands there. He takes a picture, and from the LED screen, we see what is recorded is some figure in the picture that wasn't there when you just looked at the room. And it doesn't just happen with Nancy. It happens with other people. Robert's saying that he senses something, and he holds the camera, and holding the camera is what you believe causes that image to appear in the camera. Right, Robert?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
This is what is meant by being a medium. Robert is the medium through which these energies work, and they can do it not just with cameras. What we're talking about right now are the photos, but this is how he also can do the readings. It's how he can also do the healings. The energies work through Robert as a medium.
Now, let me ask you a silly question, a very dumb question. When you work with a camera, Robert, does it have to be a specific type of camera with a specific type of memory chip? Can it be an old-fashioned camera with film?
No. It's will happening with camera with old-fashioned films. It will happening with digital cameras. With all the types of cameras, it will happening. That was what I was trying to say.
Sure.
When you watch on my website, then you see a clip that's very beautiful.
All these photos, but in every case, and we're going to emphasize it over and over again, you must be touching the camera. You're feeling something when this happens, or can I just go over to your house, bring my iPhone's camera, which is a digital camera, and have you hold it, and I will see something strange.
Yes. When the other side found it good, then well happening. And we have also do an experiment that I was filming all the time, that a guy was give me his camera. He was show for the camera that everything was zero, no image on it. And he was all the time filming me. He was filming first the lens and the screen from the photo camera. And I was make pictures. I was no one moment alone. And I was
the point is here is you are not tampering with this camera. You're holding it in full view of everyone. It's not just a trick. You're just taking the pictures.
No. Yes, absolutely.
There's a new report, Gene, that's going up on the BLT website very soon about this specific incident in which we demonstrate that the chip is brand new. We demonstrate there is nothing on the lens itself. While the video camera continues to roll, the guy moves back away, keeping Robert on the camera the entire time. He then stands there videotaping Robert as Robert takes three photos in a row. You can hear the click, click, click of the digital. And on those images, there are two men. One is Pat Delgado, the original crop circle person in England from years ago. The other, amazingly, is Dave Chorley, part of the infamous Doug and Dave team, the hoaxing team. And Dave, these two men both appear, one in one shot, second shot. The third shot shows simply the boy who was filming the whole thing. And that whole report will be going up in a week or so on the BLT site.
Okay. Well, Nancy, I have a question, though, real quick. How about analog film cameras? I mean, is all this, are all these digital artifacts, or has Robert duplicated this style of psychic photography, if you will, on regular film cameras with analog film?
Did you use film cameras years ago to do this, Robert?
In the past, I was use cameras with films in it. But yes, and I was, but that was most all time light stripes and light bulbs. And I was there was coming a journalist from a newspaper in the Netherlands, and he was bringing a camera with a film in it, and I was make pictures with his camera, and there was creatures on his camera, and also on the original film.
Now, the other question I would have then is, when this happens, do you see in your mind what image ends up in the camera, or do you have just a feeling? Sometimes you do.
Yes, sometimes. Sometimes I don't know. It's also a surprise for me sometimes. Yes.
I was surprised when Dr. Roll came to visit in 2008, because Dr. Roll had this also happen with his camera and him standing right there watching Robert as Robert did it.
So sometimes, Robert, you see the image, sometimes you don't. Now, conversely, on the other side of the coin here, if I hand you a camera and you feel nothing, does that mean that nothing extra will show up in the picture?
Yes, that's most all the time true, yes. That's true, yes.
So this is nothing you can turn on like a light switch. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
No. It's what I say, you know, I'm not an illusionist. It's not a card trick, you know, that you know before that you have results. It's coming or it's not coming. We have strong scientific cases, very close cases, where it's improved that it is absolutely real, and that it is not Photoshop, or that it is not that I hold something for the lens. The skeptics say that I hold something for the lens, and that's not possible.
Well, here's the key point here, which I gather from talking to you and Nancy, is for them to be correct, they would have to basically say you both are lying about what you're doing, because there's no way to explain any of this.
And they would also have to say that Dr. William Roll is lying, and hundreds of Robert's clients over the years are all lying.
You do understand that that doesn't wash. There's too much good eyewitness testimony involving these fantastic images and other things that have happened over the years, which you, of course, you and I know, because I've known you for so long. I have read the website. I am interested enough to find out more. These are inexplicable events, many of them, even though some of them look like really bad cut-and-paste Photoshop jobs. It's that trickster element that's trying to nullify what may be very, very important science going on here.
You might like to hear what Dr. Roll had to say.
Sure, go ahead.
He brought a brand new camera, never even been out of the box, with him to Holland. Then we opened it up, put a brand new chip in it, batteries, whatever, went to the fields. And it's me and Dr. Roll and Robert, broad daylight. We walked to Robert's special field. Dr. Roll had his camera in his pocket. Suddenly, Robert felt the presence of the energies, and he asked Dr. Roll, "May I have your camera?" Roll handed it to him and stood right next to him, just as I have done hundreds of times, and watched as Robert took immediately 5 shots of what looks like a UFO. Boom, 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 boom. Right in a row. Dr. Roll and I both were watching Robert as he did it. We both saw the images on the camera immediately after. None of us has a laptop. We had no other equipment with us. And there were the images.
Now, the other question, Robert, would be, does this happen in a specific area, or does it matter where you are when this happens?
It can be everywhere. I'm a bridge for the other dimension, and it can happening on many places.
You're talking to something or communicating with something in another dimension that's giving you these images.
Yes, it's some cosmic consciousness that's very high, that's very big, and it is only love, only peace, and it will help only people.
Now, that's an interesting question, too, because we're getting into a spiritual aspect, and maybe we'll want to explore that a little bit later. But the other question is here, you haven't been around the world much. You haven't traveled much from where you live, have you?
No, that's right. That's absolutely right, yes.
So, have you ever been out of your country?
Only to Belgium a couple times to do lectures.
Yes, that's true, yes.
Okay, we have Robert Vandenbroek, Nancy Talbot. You're with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're continuing exploring the strange case of Robert Vandenbroek with Nancy Talbert of BLT Research. And we're trying to focus, put a picture, a mind picture, theater of the mind in radio, so you listeners understand what he is saying. Now, you mentioned UFOs, and we haven't touched that so far in the first two-thirds of the show. So let's get into that. Robert, have you ever seen a UFO?
Yes. They exist, absolutely. I see different time. I have seen what people call UFOs, and I it's very impressed. And I have very strong experience and beautiful experience. Very beautiful, very beautiful, very peaceful, and it's wonderful. It's
now really, that's an interesting thing here. Anytime you're in the presence of a UFO, you feel peace and love and brotherhood, something very positive. I guess yes. You know that some people who see UFOs don't have the positive experience. Sometimes it ends up being very negative towards them. But you've never been abducted by a UFO, have you?
No, I never ever abducted, and I don't call it, no, in that way. You know, you have difference in it. You have more dimensions with more levels, and you have also the negative part. That's a problem. You have also the grays and that sort of types.
Okay, so you feel that gray alien beings, whatever they are, they are negative. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not true that every gray of every alien of how you call it that it is bad, but you have some parts in that world. It's very negative, and you must watch out for it. It's not a game. They do experiments with people, and they see people as lab animals and not more. And
okay, but you're talking about different levels. What about beings coming from another planet? Are we talking about other dimensions, or do you believe in the fact that we are discovering more and more possible Earth-like planets around our galaxy, that maybe they came from one of those places?
I'm sure that there are billions of millions of and billions of planets, eco-planets, ecoplanets where life, where is life? And I think that also that lots of UFOs coming from another dimension, and they coming from out the UFOs by me, they are a sort of light ships for a sort of light beings, a sort of angel groups. They helping. They are a sort of space angels, police. I don't know how I will say that. They working on planetary process, not only planet Earth, more planets. But I'm sure that some creatures coming from another planet of what's living on another planet. And you have creatures, they took people and they took them to them planets and they do not nice things with them.
Okay, let me move into another area here. All right, so is it a matter of feeling in your gut whether the alien creature or craft you're seeing is good or bad? Is that it?
Yes,
or can you
absolutely
attract the right kind of craft if you have that ability?
Yes, you can feel it. It's intuition. You feel gentleness, respect, or you feel not respect. And then you must make that you go away when you feel that. That's I will say that to people.
You so have, if you feel something that's negative, run the other way.
Yes, yes, yes. You must watch out. You have demons, and you must watch out. You not everything in the universe is peace. You must watch out. But the goodness in the universe is winning all the time. The goodness.
Who's sneezing, by the way?
Oh, that's a friend of me.
Ask your friend to please try to walk away because I can hear it in the background. Okay.
One of the points that Robert's trying to make is that he believes and perceives that there are many, many, many types of life forms in the universe. Some of them are of a positive and loving nature. Some are not. He can distinguish between them and chooses to only interact with, be involved with those he perceives to be positive and supportive of humanity. This does not mean that another sort does not also exist, but Robert chooses to have nothing to do with the more negative types of entities or beings.
Okay, let me ask you some other stuff, Robert. Have you read books about UFOs, magazine articles, gone online?
No.
You haven't?
Nothing. It's very, very strange. When I try to do that, I guess it come not in me. It's look like if I get a sort of narcotic, I cannot read it. And I know that they will, in the other side, that I don't read too much. And I don't read books about it. You know, the reason is that you watch through the glasses from somebody else. And I will have self this experience and hold it pure.
Okay, you don't want other people contaminating this.
Well, he doesn't want people's ideas contaminating what he feels.
Just an offhand question that somebody asked in our forums, Robert. Ever hear of Billy Meyer?
Yes, of course. Yes, sure.
What's your feeling about Billy Meyer?
It's not my job to taxate some people. I know that he is very strong on fire. You know that many that some people think also that he is fraud.
His case, it's been very easy to prove that he's a fraud. We've done it very successfully in the PowerCast. Some years back, we looked at one of his photos that was submitted as something real, and we proved within a very short period of time that it was a complete fake.
Yes, okay. Yes, that's possible. You know, I don't know him personally. I don't know what he's doing exactly. It's possible. You know, sometimes it's more difficult than you think. It's possible that that somebody that have real contact, that it is beginning with a real contact, with a real intention, that it is when they feel pressure to prove things, and that the audience, the people, the public will more and more.
They fake it. They basically have a real experience sometime in their lives.
Yes.
And then the pressure of the public, or maybe they want to be famous, rich and famous, they will fabricate something.
Maybe, yes. And sometimes then they decide to help the truth a little bit. I don't say that he do that, but it's possible. It's a possibility. And they do, you see it in the history more, that's a phenomenon, that they create some meat around his cell. They create some mystery, and they will hold it. And when there is nothing going on, then they will help the true. And that's sorry. That's so sorry. And they are real in the inside. They have some real contact, you know. I have understand. I was hearing from somebody that Billy Meyer have read a lot of things, thousands of pages from spiritual insights that he was get from the Pleiadians. You know, maybe that's real. I don't know. You know, it's very intense when you do that.
Well, it's unfortunate, like I said, if he really is a genuine contactee, by faking evidence, he puts everything he does into a cloud, and it's difficult to believe that kind of thing because it's like law enforcement people say, you know, you lie in one place, maybe you're lying in another place, and that makes it difficult.
Yes.
Let me ask you another offhanded question here. Of course, you've had medical treatment, drugs, and everything when you were a child. If there was enough money available, would you consider submitting to medical testing like an MRI test or something in a laboratory or something while you're undergoing these things so the scientists can measure what might be happening to you?
Robert, yes. Let me take this one, okay?
Yes, okay.
He has had a number of such tests, and one, for instance, involved him being videotaped as a random event generator was placed in front of him. And Robert was asked to influence the random event generator if he could. The entire episode, and I think it happened several times, was videotaped. And one of these scientists, they refused to go public. One of them, whom I know, called me after some of these random event generator tests and told me that Robert was able 100% of the time to alter the outcome of the random event generator test.
Okay, this is something we'll have to pick up on the next segment of the show. I'm going to want to ask you, and I can get ready for the question here, and our listener is going to ask, okay, if this has happened, why can't we get somebody to go on the record with this evidence so that when the skeptics say, have you done this, can you do this, you can provide the data. We have Robert Vandenbroek, Nancy Talbot, with Gene and Chris. You're in
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.